We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
He enlisted in the Continental Army while still a teenager. And although he didn't settle in Sullivan County until after the Revolutionary War, he became a prominent citizen and public servant, deserving of our recognition. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, and I'll have a look back at L. Nathan Sears right after this.
The Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission and its sponsors, the Delaware Company, the Narrowsburg Union, and the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance, will hold the first ever Revolutionary War Film Festival, April 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Narrowsburg Union. Friday evening, April 24th, features the 1988 film April Morning with Tommy Lee Jones and Robert Urich. On Saturday evening, it is episode 4 of the Ken Burns documentary, The American Revolution, which includes shots of Fort Delaware. And on Sunday afternoon, the popular Mel Gibson Heath Ledger film, The Patriot, will be shown. Each event includes a social hour and Q&A in addition to the movies. Social hour starts at 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and at 2 p.m. on Sunday. There is no admission charge, but pre-registration is required. Seating is limited, and tickets will be allotted in the order requests are received. Email the Delaware Company for more information. info@thedelawarecompany.org. That's info@thedelawarecompany.org.
L. Nathan Sears had not yet reached his 20th birthday when he enlisted in the Continental Army. He fought alongside George Washington at the disastrous Battle of Long Island and at White Plains, and was part of the siege of Fort Montgomery. He was seriously wounded during that encounter and was taken prisoner by the British. He survived his wounds, barely, but was forced to endure more than a year in atrocious conditions as a POW before being part of a prisoner exchange. After the exchange, despite the injuries that lingered from his wounds and his time as a prisoner, L. Nathan Sears enlisted again and was commissioned as a lieutenant, spending the remainder of the war on the northern frontier, distinguishing himself as a man of bravery, fidelity, and intelligence. Following the war, he settled in the town of Mamikating and served as town supervisor as well as Sullivan County Sheriff, County Judge, and as a member of the Assembly. The community today known as Burlingham was then known as Searsville in his honor. Unfortunately, the record of his commission as an officer was misplaced, and although he was able to collect the pension of an enlisted man, the lieutenant's pension to which he was entitled was denied him, although the situation was rectified after his death, and his family was able to collect a portion of what was owed him. By economy and industry, he accumulated a fortune, from which he dispensed to the poor with a liberal hand. And not until he was reduced by misfortune to actual want did he deign to apply to the government of his country for the pittance to which he was entitled, James Eldridge Quinlan wrote after Sears's death. It is no less melancholy than true that the tardiness of Congress was the indirect cause of his death. L. Nathan Sears died at his home in February of 1840. He was 83. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.